WCNO, Palm City.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have a very special show. We have Richard here. Richard is the host of his new show, which is called Just Jesus. Say it with me.
Just Jesus.
All right. And he comes hails right now from Vermont. Do you live in Vermont all your life or no?
No, just last year.
Where were you from originally?
Jacksonville, Florida.
Oh, you're a Floridian then. Okay. What do you think of those cold winters up there, huh?
They're cold.
They're cold. Now we have two special guests. They're calling in as missionaries from Africa. They're in Kenya, Holly Stockett and Shem Asuma. How are you doing? Uh-oh. Can't hear them. Hello?
Did you lose them?
I don't know. Were they on your phone, my phone, or how would that work?
They're still there. They are.
Are you there?
You were here.
What happened?
I don't know.
Okay, you're there. How are things in Kenya?
Wonderful.
Amazing.
Is this your first?
God's good.
Now, I've been to Zimbabwe and Zaire and went over to the falls, Victoria Falls, and where David Livingstone spent a lot of time. He was a missionary, too, you know, when he left his home and family in London. And actually, you know, he gave up his life, essentially. When they found him dead, he was kneeling at his bed in the prayer position. So God took him up. You better watch out when you get in that satellite position. It's like, you want a cop? Okay, I'm out of here. Now that's the way to go, baby. You're ready to cop. So how you doing, Holly? Now, well, Holly, who are you and where are you originally from?
I'm from Vermont in the U.S. And my organization is called Touched by Love International.
Oh, I like the Touch by Love. Only Richard would know somebody with a Touch by Love. That's wonderful. So when did you start this, and what's the ministry all about?
So we are we started in 2014, and I met Shem here in 2018, and we started partnering together in that time. Touch by Love. Obviously, the name should imply what we do. We're touched by the love of Jesus, and our heart is to bring the love of Jesus to those who are the forgotten poor in the world, especially orphans and widows.
That's wonderful.
And we do that in a number of different ways.
Yeah.
Both through our word of encouragement, through practical acts of helping people to move out of their positions of poverty through vocational training. Just being examples of his love, you know, giving him the word.
Now, who is Shem that he's with you? Is he a boyfriend? Well, is he a co-minister?
No.
Who is Shem?
No.
I'm married and have four kids, and I live next to Richard, so.
And I'm also married and I have four kids.
Oh, so Shem, you're an Africano?
Yes, I'm an African.
Nice to meet you.
To be specific, a Kenyan.
Kenyan. I have not been to Kenya, but I hear it's a great place to take a safari, right?
It is. We have the best safari trips you can have around here.
So if I come,
and the best people too.
Sorry? If I come there, you're going to take me on a trip?
Oh, definitely. You're welcome. Anytime.
Well, I might come back. Can I be? I'm not trying to be selfish here, but I really think you'll be blessed by this if I tell you my African story. Okay, would that be all right with everybody?
Okay. Tell me. Let me hear.
This is 1991, I think. And I was invited. Uh-huh. I was invited to go to Africa. I was totally heartbroken. Girl just broke my heart, and it's a devastating thing. I get on board that, and I land there. I went with Coretta Scott King. That was Martin Luther King's wife, and it was the celebration of formerly Rhodesia becoming Zimbabwe. And of course, I had a concert. I do music, Christian music, and I had a concert in Harare, downtown Harare, at Chibok Stadium.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so the day comes for the concert. And now I'm going to sing, and then we're going to have a pastor preach. Okay. So I did my singing, but here's what I did. And Holly, this will blow you away. So what I did was they had fencing there in Chibok Stadium in downtown Harare in Zimbabwe. And I went up to the fence. Now there's 9,000 little hands. Well, there actually would be 18,000 little hands if you got two hands per person, right? So all these little hands, these little black hands, are being put through the screening. And I went up, and I, as I'm singing, I touched them. And I touched them, and I touched them, and I thought about Mother Teresa. And I touched them, and I touched all of them. And I touched every hand I could possibly touch as I'm singing. So I sing my songs. Now it's time for Palmer to take an exit and for the minister to come out and stand at the podium, you know, in the middle of the stadium, way far away from the people, you know. Blah, 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 blah. So anyway, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, so this goes on for, you know, half an hour. And then all of a sudden, the people, 9,000 people start going, Palmer, 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 9,000 of them screaming for me. And the black minister there, Michael, he turns to me and said, they are calling for you, Palmer. They are calling for you to come back. Now, so I sang some. But here's the secret. But here's the secret. Why? Because, Holly, she probably already knows, because I touched them.
Perfect.
Touched
by love.
And what's the name of your ministry?
Touched by love.
International.
Touched by love. Now, what's the irony of that? That this is the first, you know, I mean, here I've been to Africa. It's how many years later? 30 years later? Yeah, 30 years later. And I'm sitting here in Vero Beach, Florida, and I'm interviewing somebody, and they have a ministry called Touched by Love. And my Africano story, I don't know why I say Africano, Shem, but I thought that's what they called themselves.
Still works.
I want to sound more impressive, so I go Africano. Hey,
that's Italian, brother.
Africano.
Oh, Africano. Oh, is that Italiano?
An Italian spin to it.
Well, you know how Shem got his name. Jesus says, I want you to serve Shem. I want you to serve them. I want you to, instead of saying, I want you to serve them, I want you to serve Shem.
That is a fast. I've never had that one before.
I want you to serve Shem. Oh, okay, I'll change my name to Shem. No, I was saying serve them. what does my name is Rhett, R-H-E-T-T, and ironically it means encourager, and it's a derivative of the word rhetorical, rhetoric, that means with the mouth.
Oh.
How have I made my living for 31 years on the radio? With my big mouth, blah, blah, blah. So tell me, what does Shem mean?
You still there?
Yes, can you hear us?
Yes, hello?
Just, we lost whatever you said.
What does Shem mean, S-H-E-M, correct?
S-H-E-M, yes.
What does it mean?
Oh, it's basically a name from the Bible. I am one of the sons of Noah. Noah had three sons.
Oh, that's right, Shem.
Yes, that's Shem, right. Ham, and
oh,
Japheth.
My word. So, gosh, you got to be a few thousand years old, a son of Noah, huh?
Oh, I wish.
You have a lot of wisdom.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is National News. Rhett Palmer, Florida host, actually communicated online. They got a hold of Shem, the son of Noah.
With a guy who's a thousand years old.
Amazing technology.
Well, you know, they used to live to be 900 years of age. You never know. This guy could be the real Shem.
That's right.
Yes.
God told him, Shem, don't let him know you're the real Shem. Okay, Father. Yes, and you know, a lot of things are named, like there's Bethlehem, right?
Sorry?
Bethlehem. Instead of Bethlehem, it's actually Bethlehem.
Bethlehem.
It was named after Shem.
So that is where my name came from.
House of Shem.
Yes.
Yeah, Bethlehem actually means house of bread, and it was prophesied that the Messiah would come through the house of bread from Bethlehem, which means house of bread. Most people don't know that.
I didn't know that.
No, okay.
See that? That's why you're here, so I could teach you, young man.
okay.
Now, Holly. Now, where you're from? Yes, Florida, sir. Originally, too.
I'm from where?
Oh no, you're from Vermont.
Oops, sorry. Wait a second. Okay. Now, let's try again.
What is that? Is that an airplane taking off? What the heck was that?
Sounds like a motorbike.
Oh, I like motorbikes. Yeah, they're fun.
It's a motorbike with a jet engine.
it's a motorbike with a jet engine. So Holly, you're married. Holly, you're married with how many children?
4 children.
So how long have you been in Africa as a missionary?
Well, I come. Right now I've been. I came here in the beginning of June. I travel here. Not as much as I'd like to. I travel here right now about every 2 years, depending on what's going on.
Where do you live in Vermont?
I live in Barrie, Vermont.
Oh my word! So am I going to get to meet you this summer when I'm visiting up there? We got a house rented in Stowe.
Yeah, coming up, yes.
Well, I can't wait to meet you. That'll be fantastic.
Oh, that'd be
and
wonderful.
Then what we can do from the house there is we can get on. There's this thing called Zoom, and then we can call Shem and harass him some more.
So that's the plan.
That's the plan. We have been sent to humble
we'll
Shem.
Get our friend Rose on at the same time, and you can really have a fun time.
Now, is Shem? I'm going to presume that Shem is a minister of the Gospel of Jesus Christ.
Not really a minister per se,
but you are.
Yeah. But not an ordained one. I'm more of a social worker.
You run an NGO.
Yes, and I run an NGO called Hands of Relief.
You do say it again. You what?
I run a community-based organization, an NGO, that is called Hands of Relief.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m. 7 a.m. or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day.
We'd like to thank Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie for sponsoring It's a New Day. We'd also like to thank Center for Advanced Eye Care, Dr. Mallon, Center for Advanced Eye Care with offices in Fort Pierce and in Vero Beach. Thank you for supporting us.
Peace with my Lord.